All right, we are live. Today is the rundown. It is Wednesday, February 22nd. Mike Rapport in, Big Cat. We're going to start with this abomination of a coffee that you have. Is that even
a
coffee?
That's a chai latte that he got. That's not mine.
Mine's no, yeah, I know. I'm Mike. What are
chai
you drinking?
Chai latte.
LA guy.
I already had my coffee
LA
early.
Guy.
Scarf is seltzer is chai latte.
The Knicks hat with the chai latte.
You guys,
you need that purple and yellow, purple and gold hat.
That's a very sip front row at the Knicks. I mean, the Lakers with that.
Yes.
Almost go down. All right. Today is brought to you by Mott & Bow. The code to use, RUNDOWN2017, is going to get you 20% off your first order. MottandBow.com, MottandBow.com. They have jeans. You can buy two if you have weird sizes. Big Cat, you're
I use your Mott & Bow.
You're one of the great weight fluctuators of
our
generation.
I'm a heavy spot right now.
So you are in a heavy spot right now.
I saw that picture yesterday.
Yep.
So I'm going to get the heavy Mott & Bow and then switch to the skinny ones later.
So you can get two sizes. If you don't know your size, send the other one back. Again, use the code RUNDOWN2017. You'll get 20% off your first order. MottandBow.com, MottandBow.com. They're jeans that look like should be a couple hundred bucks. Again, for $95. With this code, you get 20% off. MottandBow.com, code RUNDOWN2017. Let's start in Azerbaijan, which is where I always like to start these rundowns. So the Azerbaijani president has declared, first of all, he created a new rule.
That's a big dude sitting right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's
who the fuck is this guy?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. That's a bigger.
He's a big country. He looks like a big country. That is your nickname. Yeah, you can.
Okay, I apologize, but that's, we just have random people here and you're a big dude.
How big are you?
I'm 6'8".
6'8".
Stand up
how
behind
much?
You.
What? Well, just come walk in front of the camera. We're going to say, we got a big dude.
I mean, did you not notice him when you started the show, Dave?
I'm just used to big people.
Like,
how tall are you?
That's a big dude.
You know, that's
get behind us.
That's a questionable 6'8".
That's not 6'8".
It's a questionable 6'8".
There's no chance that's 6'8".
I'm a bouncer on the weekend, man.
Oh, you are?
There is no chance you're 6'8". Zero.
All right. Sorry for interrupting with the big dude.
6'7" and a half, maybe?
6'5", 6'6", maybe.
I didn't mean to do the big dude.
Azerbaijan, back to the Azerbaijan guy.
Smitty
got mad that there was another alpha. I love that. He's ready to fight you. Get him.
No chance.
Get him, Smitty.
Azerbaijan, the president.
Come on.
They don't have a vice president. They've never had a vice president. He creates a new rule that says we're going to create a vice president position, and then on the anniversary with his wife, he declares his wife the vice president of the country. His cabinet gives him a standing O in the press conference. Like, everyone's up clapping. This means if someone kills him, the VP is his wife. His wife is like, thank you. It shows so much respect. What do we think the
Azerbaijan. And they're giving my man Marv Albert trouble because he can't say... I don't even know what you're talking about.
Azerbaijan, it's a country.
I don't know nothing about Azerbaijan. I never heard of it, and I don't know why that's the lead topic when I'm here on the show.
I don't craft them. You want to go in the order?
It's a big country. Did you craft this shit?
I did. It's a funny story. Azerbaijan, say it.
Azerbaijan. I'm saying what you're saying.
Yes, all right.
Azerbaijan.
You don't want to comment on this.
Krzyzewski.
You and Meryl Streep from Barstool Radio, you think the world revolves around you. You're in the thing.
We're doing the topics.
Your chai latte from L.A.
We're just
doing the topics,
Dave,
and seeing how they go.
Let me tell you something. You think that these gavones that are watching
your
show know about Azerbaijan?
It's a story. I told them. I laid it.
They don't know what the fuck you're talking
what
about.
What is a gavone?
Big Cat fell asleep over here.
What's a gavone?
A gavone is like like a schlep. It's just a different, it's like, you know, these knuckleheads. They're like knuckleheads.
Is your stomach, like when you're on a Disney World ride, and you go down every time that you lose your balance in this chair? Is your stomach kind of
I don't know how to trust this chair yet. Yeah, I'm not going
with that. You're not
there yet. Go ahead with the rundown.
Right,
go ahead, finish the story.
Store's open.
They're riveted by it because everybody's waiting to find out what happened.
I'm going to link it back. I read your blog, Dave, and you had the worst take I've ever seen.
On Azerbaijan?
Yeah. You were like, this is great. Like, what a power move. This guy's whipped. He's fucking whipped. His wife was like, I need to be watching every single one of your moves. Make me vice president. I'll come to the fucking presidential office every single day. I'll be in your business.
I said it's a power move, and I'm going to be honest.
No, he's
the real thing is the real reason he's doing it is if he gets killed, it stays in the family.
It's a power move by the wife to be like, you need to make me VP. You think he did this on his own? You think he's like, I want to take my wife to work every day?
It's an easy
present.
That's
fucking insane.
You don't even have to go. You think he's taking his wife to work? His wife's not doing anything. It's
dude,
better than
she's
shopping.
She's showing up.
It's like,
she's
it's a present.
No,
it's a present.
She's showing
up. Your VP, shut up now. What more do you want? I see it very differently. You got anything right?
I got nothing on Azerbaijan.
Major League, this one you probably, since you don't watch sports except basketball, but
he's a fantasy football guy.
Football.
Yeah, he's a fantasy, football. You're a fantasy football
where's
guy.
That fucking,
say that before.
Where's that fish? Say, that fish that over here making the picks.
Oh, here we go.
Cocksucker motherfucker.
Where's the fantasy football pick
don't
fish?
You do that.
Where is that fish?
You know I'm grieving.
Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball has officially changed the rule. So you no longer have to throw four balls on an intentional walk. You just assign him to first base and the pitchers are gone.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
What do you think of this rule? Or do you not want to talk? Is this
no,
not
I,
in your wheelhouse?
I think that that's taken away a tradition. What I mean, that's what do they have, like a little laser pointer and they just sell a point like go to first base?
I think they'll say we're going to issue him first base. No laser pointers involved. He just goes to first. It's a time-saving move.
I get it. You could do it quicker. Just go one, two, three, four.
Mean, honestly, how long does an intentional walk take? Like three seconds? That's not game-changing. And my question is, in the history of baseball, I know there's answers. You always see when they fuck up and they leave one over the plate.
Chili Davis did that.
Yeah, so if it's happened once, I do agree with you.
And or if someone throws one over the catcher's head.
Yes, right.
Something. There's other ways to speed the game.
That's the that's the problem is I actually don't hate the rule, except for the fact that MLB is trying to tell us they're speeding up the game.
But that ain't going to do it.
Shut the fuck up, MLB. Let us put highlights on Twitter. That's how you grow the game, not shaving 45 seconds off.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
No.
And also, how many walks a game are there intentional walks?
Maybe
one, sometimes none.
Yeah, no, I would say there's probably, I'd say it's off the top of my head, 0.7 per game.
And that's part of the tradition of baseball.
I agree with that. I don't have a problem with like a shot clock type thing where you can't
Well, they have
step
that
out.
Now. Yeah, they
but
have
they,
that.
Are they always
Yeah,
that?
In between innings and shit and
but,
you can't.
For,
yeah, guys can't step out.
I feel like they still take their fucking sweet ass time.
It's definitely
never
sped
enforced.
It up a little bit, but there's
It's speeded up. It's already a fucking snore fest, Major League Baseball.
Kurt Schilling, funny Kurt Schilling story. Funny, whatever. And you know, sorry, Mike.
Lock him up.
Fucking in a weird. Oh, because you don't. Anybody likes Trump, you want to throw him in jail.
Lock him up.
I don't know if it's Kurt's also kind of. He has Nazi undertones.
Yeah, there's some weird shit there.
I mean, he has all sorts of
lock him up.
World War II paraphernalia. Anyways. So we got a reader email. Somebody had, my son is in the military, a bumper sticker on the back of their car, on their windshield. And you know how windshields get smudgy. He went in and signed. He said, thank you for your service. Kurt Schilling signed his autograph number. Kind of a crazy move. He just tweeted at us like, oh, that only happened 2 weeks ago. So it was no matter what he did here, was your response going to be lock him up?
Lock him up. lock him up.
My question is.
Not for good. Sit him down for 18 months.
Just why?
Cool him off.
Cool him off.
I like you and him would have a good debate. I've had him on a podcast. I like him.
Oh, really?
He was good on it.
I'm sure he's not dumb.
No, and he was fairly self-aware.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's. I don't know like what happened. Like, you know, like all his racist stuff when he was playing sports. It was like it was buried inside him, and then as soon as he retired, it was like.
I don't think.
Well,
he's
that
racist.
Was my question. Was Dave? Did
he's
you ever
Jewish?
Think?
Yeah.
Did he like blink?
No, he didn't.
He had a good poker face.
Yeah. I know it's poker. I don't think he's racist.
Did you ever think when he broke the curse for your Red Sox that we would one day be talking about Kurt Schilling signing windshields, dirty windshields?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's a weird. Comes at you fast when it comes to Kurt
Schilling.
I actually
didn't love Schilling when he was on the Red Sox. I thought he was a blowhard and talked too much and was all about himself.
And then you like him when he's been
when
talking
I met him,
more?
He won me over.
Huh?
Do you know this? Do you know this Kurt Schilling story? So he went bankrupt. His video game company that he started went bankrupt. He had an estate sale, and I sent one of my interns over. So I bought a robe of his. I have soap of his. I have shampoo of his. So I have it. He knows that. It's an embarrassing thing to go bankrupt.
To and then own another man's soap.
Yeah, and then it's like, hey, I own like your shit because
used
you ran out of
soap?
Money. Yes. Used.
Yeah, that's an embarrassing thing.
He was that
thing.
Fucked up that he had to put his used soap?
Yeah.
He lost. I mean, he still has some. That was unclear, but he put $50 million or whatever into this video game company. The thing went kaput.
Damn.
Imagine if another man owned your soap.
And your bathrobe. It said shilling 38 on the back.
Yeah, why does he own a bathrobe that says shilling 38?
So because people know who he is when he comes out of the shower.
Companies like sent it to these guys. Like
you know how many bathrobes I've gotten over the years? Seriously.
No. Ooh.
10,
well,
20.
You didn't get them at any award.
Michael Rapaport. Just fancy bathrobes. It's a gift that they give.
Yeah, right.
Not an award ceremony. No, every single you don't get
swag, swag thing. Yeah. Every single one, right to the Goodwill. But not Curt Schilling.
That's such an odd thing to take a stand on.
Not Curt Schilling.
I bet if you got a Spirit Award, you'd keep it.
Yes.
Yeah. It would be on your shelf.
Yes.
But a little side note, if you didn't listen to Barstool Radio, the ass rap board, everyone was calling my dad what a great actor. Rear
Admiral. It was disgusting.
And you wanted to defame me. You wanted to defame me. Have you ever been nominated for an Oscar?
You're a cat killer, and you're the guy who does promos on ESPN.
And you said it ever been... Had I ever been nominated for an award?
And you made up the Spirit
Awards.
And then
I told you about A Tribe Called Quest.
Right.
And the award that I won, which was a very prestigious award for that documentary.
Did you get a bathrobe, though, for that?
I might have. Okay. I just recently got another bathrobe from something, and I took it right on
Vine. This is a crazy thing that you have, like, a bathrobe problem.
No, you get bathrobes, nice, fancy bathrobes. Every single one of them, unlike Curt Schilling, right to Goodwill.
Who gives you a bathrobe?
Let me, before
that's
the end of
my
show,
thing. You have a bathrobe problem. You have a bathrobe gifting problem. You've been gifted too many bathrobes.
I was going to save this for the post show.
We're doing another show after this?
No, the post show.
How many fucking shows are we going to do? We did 2 hours of radio.
2 hours of radio.
We did this. I got a coffee and a bad sandwich, and now we're doing another show.
You got
show.
An LA style. Holy have you ever shit. Been in a movie called Small Time Crooks?
Yes.
You know who else was in that movie?
Woody Allen.
Hugh Grant.
Bingo, but I didn't have any scenes with him.
So there we had a caller on Barstool Radio say, what was it like to work with Hugh Grant?
No.
You said, I've never been in a movie with
Hold
Hugh
on,
Grant.
Now,
he
now
said,
is,
what was it like to do a mob movie with Hugh Grant?
That was not the question.
He said
okay,
mob.
Now, hold on, I'm going to back up Rapaport just a tad here because as an actor myself, I've been in things such as a Reebok commercial that one time that was only on the internet. I didn't do all my scenes with everyone. I didn't meet Ali Raisman.
I know, but know your movies. If we can pull up the Barstool Radio clip and put this in here, a caller called and said, what was it like to work?
I don't think it's that interesting.
What was it like? It's pretty fucking interesting.
But I never met Hugh Grant, and I was never on a set with Hugh Grant.
No, the caller said, what's it like to work with Hugh Grant? You said, I've never been in a movie with Hugh Grant.
Hey, Rapaport, what's it like to work with Hugh Grant?
Huh?
Yes. What's...
I never worked with Hugh Grant.
Yeah, I saw it on Wikipedia.
That's where you get your fucking information, Patrick? You saw that
yes.
I worked with Hugh Grant on Wikipedia?
Yep.
And what did it say I worked with Hugh Grant with on Wikipedia, Patrick?
The cop movie, something about a cop.
The cop movie, something
that's
about
wide.
A cop.
That's throwing a wide net. That's throwing a wide
Patrick,
net on you.
Patrick, when you call up with a good question, you understand me? How long did you wait on hold?
You told me to hang up. I hung up on
you.
Did you ever pick?
Somebody sent me a text. They tweeted. They said, Wikipedia knows Michael Rapaport's career better than Michael Rapaport knows his
valid.
Career. Because you were like, whoa, you trust everything from Wikipedia.
That's true.
Small-time crooks.
I shame that call. I believe his name is Patrick. Patrick,
yeah,
I apologize.
You hung up on him.
You were right. We did. We shamed
him.
Yeah,
you said hang up on him.
I said hang up on this fuck.
Yeah.
Don't ever call back, Patrick, you miserable fuck
yeah.
you. I think it, I said that. I take it back all now, Patrick.
Small-time crooks.
Yes.
You have been in a movie with Hugh Grant.
I have been in the same movie, but never in the same room.
Right, that's a little different. You made it sound like he was crazy.
Yes. Patrick was right. I was wrong.
Okay, this tire guy. This video, one of the most watched videos of the day. It took place in Brazil. Naturally, this stuff doesn't happen in America. It only happens in foreign countries.
It looked like the West Side Highway. To me, it did. It looked like Riverside.
Of course,
it looked like Riverside Drive.
New York's the mecca, and everything that happens is you equate to New York. This could
never
happen.
Barstool is located.
You don't do
New
that
York.
At all, Dave. With
I
the
don't.
Things
this
you
would
like.
Happen in foreign countries. This is only the tire. I don't even know where it came from.
The freeway. I thought it was the West Side Highway.
The tire comes bouncing off the highway.
Horrible.
One bounce, two bounce, hits the guy square in the head. Looks like he died.
Yeah. I think the faceplant might have been worse than the...
It was altogether
it was,
one.
Oof.
An unbelievable
He's
video.
Dead.
A little rule of Barstool. We don't make fun of people who die in the United States, but if you're a foreigner, we think it's fair game to laugh at and make fun
okay.
of.
Okay.
But it gets a little hairy, like we had a couple years ago. These people died in Sweden, and Dave, his brain short-circuited because it was like, these people look like me, but it's not America.
It's true.
And that's just fine.
Yeah, so he didn't really know.
No, I'm still fine with foreigners.
Yeah.
But
it was a tough one.
What's the outcome of this tire?
He was injured. He got up.
Everyone's saying he's alive.
And he got out of the hospital.
I think he's dead.
Incredible.
I think he's a walking dead man. It's like the Kill Bill. He walked 5 feet and then just died.
Boxers, that's occasionally happen when you take so much brain damage, you walk out and then you die.
Blood on the brain.
Unbelievable hit. It's a clip. I didn't necessarily think it was funny.
Not at all.
But it was just like, wow.
Yeah. It took the – I was like, oh, shocking. Shit.
Yeah.
So that's the topic on that. And by the way, the theory on the foreigners is I don't think anyone in Brazil is reading Barcel. So nobody's cousin's going to be like, they're making fun of my friend who died. That's not going to happen.
No harm, no foul.
Right. Exactly. If they don't know exists, then who cares?
You don't got any fans in Brazil?
I don't think so.
I would
be. Leonardo
Barbosa, what's that guy's name? The guy who's been in the league for 100 years.
He's a fan of ours?
No, he may be.
Nene?
The Brazilian blur.
How long?
Leandro.
Long time.
Yeah, he's been in the league since the Knicks were good in the
70s. Yes, he's good.
Fuego Box. Find the best small batch craft hot sauces from all around the world. Send them to your doorstep. You get $10 off your first box. Use the code RUNDOWN. I believe you get three sauces in every box. So getting boxes sent to your door is the new way to do things. You don't have to go out, don't have to shop. If you like hot sauces, Fuego Box, again, they send them right to your door. What?
Yeah.
Is it hot sauces or hot sauces? Is there something called hot sauce?
Hot sauces.
Hot sauce?
Hot sauce.
And what is that for?
You put hot sauce on food,
and then you put, if another choice is a hot
this
sauce.
This is, you're hitting on something that people say. This is, it's a hot sauce.
Ask him, what do you get in the movies?
I can't say it on command. I can say it like in real, what? Popcorn.
What?
Popcorn.
That.
Popcorn.
What are you, British?
Popcorn.
Fuego box.
Yes.
Are you a hot sauce guy?
I'm a hot sauce guy for sure. Three of them.
Fuego box. All right, this story is pretty good. So this couple's having sex, right? And the woman tells the man in the middle of it, "You're not a man, you're a mouse." The guy takes exception to that. He has a dildo. He slaps her in the back of the head twice with the dildo. Also mixed in a flat punch in the face, which
really?
Yeah, we got to frown upon the front.
Yeah, punch. That's
although. If you're told mid-sex that you're not a man, you're a mouse, you can't just take that. I think you're okay with the dildo slaps across the face, like, oh, I'm a mouse now. But the punching, not so much. Still, nobody likes to be told that mid-sex.
No, but he might have. It didn't just come out of nowhere. I think there's probably a full story.
No.
But the conversation.
He was not performing well in bed.
But there had to be a buildup. Like, you don't just come out of nowhere and say you're not a man, you're a mouse. Like, there had to been like a buildup of sexual banter.
I think it's like you're not doing well fucking me. You're not a man, you're a mouse.
I get that. Was this in Brazil as well?
No, this is U.S.
The weird part to me is there was a dildo involved, so he already was using the extra stuff to try to help himself.
Yeah.
He really must be a mouse.
Yeah. Props.
Yeah, I mean props. I don't hold props against anybody. You hold props against people?
No, I'm not. I'm saying. That even with the props, he gets the mouse comment.
Yeah.
His dick must be really small.
Yeah, just right. It is.
Because like with the props, you should be able to get the job done.
If you can't perform, you just take the prop and that takes.
Right, it does it for you.
That ain't gonna help you.
It's a fail safe.
Yeah, but why is he? He pulled it out of his back pocket.
Yeah,
no, maybe.
So his fuck style wasn't buck wild.
Wasn't. He's not a man. He's a mouse. And
he's
now
not a man. He's a mouse. And now he's in jail.
This one I put on for you. You're like, oh, why don't you put topics on for me? You know, why is Azerbaijan on there? And when the big Michael Rappaport from Spirit Awards from when he was 22 was on the show, why don't you make topics all about me? Fine, this one is. Bob Kraft was on Real Sports yesterday.
Right.
And he said, envy and jealous are incurable diseases.
Uh-huh.
Envy and jealous are incurable diseases. Haters are going to still hate. There's nothing we can do about that. I hope we keep them in the position of hate. You, I would say, fall into this category of extreme jealousy.
Why? I have no jealousy. First of all.
You went through this whole Bill Belichick rant on Barstool Radio.
Seven rings.
Yeah, why doesn't he call it David Tyree's helmet? That's the worst joke you've made in like 3 years.
It should just be called David Tyree. Or seven rings, but it could have been nine.
It was bad the first time.
This sounds like
somebody who has envy and jealousy.
No.
And is now making poor
How
jokes.
How am I envy? Listen, we fucked you guys so good. Talk about dildos, not a man, not a mouse.
We?
The Giants stuck it to you.
But this is like
twice.
This would be like you talking about again the Knicks winning the seven. Nobody, we're so far past that at this point. We just won our fifth Super Bowl.
I know. It was fantastic. What can I say? I can't take away from the greatness. You know, like you guys are all hung up on Roger Goodell.
We were hung up on him. Correct.
But they're still hung up on him.
Not as much now.
Dude, let me just ask you this. And I know we could sit, this could take us down a whole long road. What do you think Roger Goodell?
How do you pronounce his name?
The same way you pray Ashkenazi.
The same way that hut I pronounce sauce. Popcorn or hot sauce. Roger Goodell.
Roger
That's
Goodell.
The name. Ever heard of it?
Roger Goodell.
Goodell.
Roger
Goodell. Is that
Goodell.
What you're pronouncing?
Yes.
This guy only likes basketball. You're talking like you've never even heard of this guy's
fantasy
name.
Fantasy football. No, but you know what?
So you can't have Goodell on your team. So you're like, who's
the only people that give a fuck about Roger Goodell?
Oh, got it.
Are there. Patriots fans?
That's true.
Because no one else can. Well, he's the commissioner of the sport.
Wrong,
no
wrong.
One
can. Saints fans hate him.
And Ray Rice. Not like you guys.
Saints
not like you guys.
Saints fans hate him pretty good.
Not like you guys.
You ruined the Saints.
I mean, you guys go so out of your Roger Goodell. You booed him. You won the Super Bowl. Why isn't no one cares about a commissioner of a sport as much as New England? And you guys, you're still going out of your way.
Yeah, because he tried to sabotage the franchise.
But you think it was for no reason?
Well, there was a reason, but
he was
wrong. Well, he thought, well, originally, they tried to frame Brady. Yes, frame.
Well, the real reason is he was the one who got rid of the Spygate tapes for you guys.
That's
he had to come
hypothesis.
Back and do you a favor.
That is a hypothesis.
I mean, it just wasn't for no reason. Well, something happened, four games.
Maybe he thought something happened, but then he lied, cheated, and stole, even after he realized nothing really happened.
But
was the problem.
Four games.
And by the way, I'm not talking about Roger Goodell, you are. This said nothing, you brought him
you
into the discussion.
You were talking about Kraft.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, if people are going to twist it. Why are you talking about Roger Goodell? It's because you brought him up, saying I'm the only one who cares about him when you brought him up.
Patriots are fantastic. Greatest team of the generation. Maybe greatest franchise of all time. But the Giants, we're cool. We're comfortable with what we got.
You're a Giants fan? Do you waffle? Are you like
No,
Giants?
I'm a Giants fan.
And what about baseball? Yankees?
Yankees. But I'm not a baseball guy.
He's not a baseball guy.
But I'm a Yankees fan, but I'm not like baseball.
So, let me ask you
this. I got nothing for
you. Let me ask
you
this. Would you rather be your two Super Bowls that you beat us, or five in this latest reign?
The two Super Bowls that we beat you probably count, like, those are like double whammies. Especially the 19-0 season. Mm. That was like. Mm. That just like a little, little blood trickled out.
So you would you rather be the Patriots for
the Giants?
The last 15 years?
We have the greatest football player ever, period. Lawrence Taylor won the MVP on crack. That surpasses anybody that you have.
Tom Brady's greatest football player ever.
Greatest football player ever. Did he ever win the MVP on crack? Lawrence Taylor won the MVP
on
crack.
I'm not giving you bonus points for crack.
He won the MVP on crack.
Okay, yeah. Congratulations.
You can't argue with him not being the greatest ever. He was a crackhead. Okay, most crackheads can't do anything.
Okay.
He won the MVP.
Congratulations. You have crackhead heroes.
Just saying.
The last 15 years, I just want to understand this correctly.
Giants. That win when we beat you and you guys were going to go undefeated was so worth it.
Is there
and the
any
way it
answer?
Happened
is there
with that
any,
fluky catch?
Is there anything ever that someone could ask you a question where it's New York versus anything else?
Would you rather be the Spurs or the Knicks the last decade?
Yeah.
Spurs.
Really?
No doubt.
But they don't play in the Mecca.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I mean, as far as definitely the Spurs.
I'd rather be twice about it now.
No, I would definitely be the Spurs. I'd rather be the Golden State Warriors than the Knicks in the last whatever this run has been.
What was more exciting, watching Michael Jordan or Linsanity for seven games?
Linsanity was nothing.
Then why'd you put it in your ESPN documentary?
If you notice, it wasn't a documentary. It was a two-minute opening to the Spurs-Knicks game.
And you're talking about the history of the Knicks.
I just want to say, the opening thing, if you notice, I didn't write the piece. I narrated the piece. Mm-hmm. So I was a hired gun.
Yeah, sounded like the Knicks' entire history boiled down to Willis Reed, John Starks on that one dunk, and Patrick Ewing missing the layup
traveling, and
Linsanity.
Listen, we could go over the relevance or not relevance of the New
York
Knicks.
You agree that Patrick Ewing just traveled his whole career.
He traveled that one finger that he missed.
Every time he went across the lane.
How old were you when Patrick was playing?
Like 10.
And you remember him traveling?
I was like, hey, that's not basketball.
Would you say he's a Boston guy, though, right?
Him?
Ewing.
Well, he's from
Cambridge, Ridge,
but he's born in Jamaica.
Yeah, but
is he ever going to be a head coach?
Never. Never. He's doing shot charts for Frank the fucking
that's
Tank
right.
Kaminsky.
That's right.
Last.
Hey,
it's
don't.
A damn
that's
shame.
A friend of, that's a
I,
of
and
mine.
I like Frank the Tank, but Patrick Ewing deserves a little bit more than doing shot charts for Frank the Tank.
If Frank the Tank played in New York, forget
he'd be
about
beloved.
It.
Oh, God.
He'd be beloved.
He'd be the greatest.
He'd be beloved. He's down there in Charlotte. They don't know what to make of Frank the Tank.
Last one.
And this the last one of the whole day?
This has gone so far off
No,
the
this is great, right?
Last topic.
No, we got the after show. And then the after show, you got
last
the pizza
topic.
Review.
It's
how many
last,
more fucking shows?
It's the last fucking topic.
What is it?
My goldfish
I put this
died,
one in there for you, all right? Again, because I know how Dan feels about it. I know how I feel about it. But big, big science news. Seven Earth-like planets were found rotating near a star. They can have water. They can have human life form. Are you an alien guy?
I don't believe in aliens.
No. That's kind of
what about
side.
Ghosts?
No ghosts. I believe in the planet. I know these planets are real, but it has no significance, no relevance of anything that's going on here.
Because they're not New York.
Well, because first of all, they're not in New York. Number one, they're not claimed by New York. Number two, there's always planets being discovered, and they're, you know, whatever. What are we watching? Stranger Things here? There's nothing with us.
You don't think there's anything out there, knowing how big the universe is.
Of course I do. So, I don't think there's aliens coming down here on some fucking ET.
I didn't say they're coming down here.
No, but they're there.
But like bugs and shit? Or like other people with like computers doing TV shows on other planets.
It could be people doing TV shows.
Probably doing a better job than us.
Yeah, there could be a Bizarro World rundown where we have some guy who moved across his planet, but still says he's a fan of where he's from originally, even though he's halfway across. The light years across, being like I'm still a Zooton guy, even though I live in.
Do you think
the
there's a Mecca
weather of Schmooshville?
Do you think there's a Mecca somewhere else?
No, no.
There's no other Mecca.
You think that there's a whole other world with a whole like going on in another planet?
I'm more worried you don't believe in ghosts.
Fuck, I don't believe in ghosts. There's no ghosts.
What do you mean?
There's no magic tricks. There's no ghosts. Okay. The world ain't flat, Kyrie. It's just
that was bullshit. That was just a troll.
I know. He's a smart guy. Kyrie
well,
is
not
smart.
That smart.
Kyrie's very, very.
Went to do for like half.
What's your
Kyrie's
number two? Well, all right.
Football.
You didn't even
fantasy football.
No, but no. I love fantasy. It maybe the thing that.
Would you rather watch a Giants game or fantasy football team?
Giants.
Okay.
Can I finish the question which I was going to ask, which had nothing to do with the question you just answered?
Yes, sir.
New York, your number one city in the world, the Mecca, right?
Period,
What's two?
Venice, Italy.
That's such a fucking bullshit thing. Come on.
There's no chance. Rome, it's not even number one in Italy.
They poop and it goes into the river. And
Venice,
like,
Italy, to me, I mean, now listen, I've only been there on vacation, so
like
I've never
Rome, I mean, Rome is the New York of Italy.
I know that.
So then where you come up with Venice?
But you said, to me, what's my, like, other... You know, places that I love.
I'm talking
number two city. I would say Rome. I love Rome.
Well,
it ain't Chicago.
What about Buffalo?
You're claiming Rome?
Well, I just said Rome, and then you just, like, well, it's almost like you forgot Rome.
But you shamed
Italy.
Me for saying Venice.
Because it was a ridiculous answer.
Venice, Italy is a ridiculous answer?
To be the number two city in the world? Yes. Ridiculous.
No, he's number two.
My preference.
Yeah, but I'm basing off New York's the Mecca. What's Mecca number two?
I haven't been that many. I've never been to Paris. It ain't Chicago. Okay, it ain't L.A. It certainly ain't fucking Boston, Larry Bird, and Collier Shrimsky. I can tell you that fucking much.
Yes,
Central Park.
I didn't think I was getting a yes.
Central Park could take a shit on the entire city of Boston, and it would be more exciting.
Who goes in Central? I feel like you only go to Central Park to get mugged.
Mugged?
Central Park's nice.
You know what? Dave. Mugged. There's no mugging in Central Park anymore.
Pretty sure there is.
No, this
Dave
is
doesn't
not the
ride
80s.
The subway.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, he
why
doesn't.
Not?
Because I'm not going underground.
I said something nice about New York.
Sewer dwellers.
Are you fucking?
You got rats running around with poison. You got fucking lunatics every day down there. I'm not going down there.
This is not like like Bernard Goetz time. It's like
I don't even know what that is.
Bernard.
Do you?
Who's Bernard Goetz?
Bernard Goetz is the guy who in the 80s was like the vigilante. He was all because he shot somebody who was trying to rob him. Was a big sort
he
of.
He's like a nerd. And he went and
he was
shot.
Like Travis Bickle type of
don't
guy.
Don't know who that is either.
You don't know who that is, but you know who I'm a. What's the name of the country?
It was a story that was viral. Azerbaijan. I don't know who's the guy you just said.
Bernard gets. It's a New York. Is there anybody in here?
I know who Bernard gets.
But he's red. He's old. Anybody in here? Take your fucking headphones off, you little hipsters who know who Bernard Goetz is. Bernard Goetz is. You fucking fire all of them.
Looks like get Spax. Look like he had one Spax.
One of them. Okay, but it was a very New York thing.
And that is why, of course, it's very important to you, because anything that happens in the city is, the Mecca is very important.
You said that you were scared of the subway.
I didn't say I was scared of the subway.
I have a question. I have a question for you.
Living with those people.
You feel like you've been a little high strung today.
I'm always high strung with you guys.
Yeah, I know. You think it maybe is because you haven't killed a cat in a while?
You mean like I'm thirsty?
Yeah, right. Like you're like getting, you're like, boy, yeah, right. You're gonna just pop.
I need to eat.
We should go find one.
I only kill cats in Los Angeles, though. Okay. The New York ones are disease
ridden. You
feel a little
strong. You know, you feel a little high strung. Well, I don't want you to have like a, you know, stroke or something.
No, don't say that.
What?
Don't say that. I'm
you're
not gonna have a.
You having a stroke?
Yeah, but that's why I had the chai and not the coffee, because you get, you know, you get, you gotta level your shit out. You can't have a fucking.
If you lived in New York, you'd still be drinking coffee. That's a fact. You have multiple.
I like had
six
coffee
coffees.
This morning.
I have like six of them.
All day.
A day, just coffee.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, because you're soft.
It makes me, no.
You need like a little seltzer water.
I'm not on coffee right now. And imagine if
I
was, yeah, this is just like a nice, it's like having like a lemonade. Dan said to me, take a walk. I want to have a coffee with you. So I went to the place. We had a little coffee. That's it.
All right. Great show.
That's it. We're done?
Yeah, we're done. What do you want? No, you have anything else you want to talk about?
We're going
to
go pizza. What else we got?
Nothing. You will go. You're a great pizza. We're not going to Brooklyn though.
No. Patsy's is next. You should go to Patsy's. It's a very, very important
How
place.
How far away is Patsy's?
You got to get an
Astoria?
Uber.
Astoria?
No, Astoria.
All right, that's the rundown. That's
Patsy's 118th and first.
That's far.
I know, but you do it when you know.
What's Patsy's? Is it pizza?
It's pizza. No line. You don't have to know somebody to get a slice.
I know you're trying to get out of my face.